But Carter surprised her by reaching out and grabbing her arm, his hand clamping painfully over her wrist. "What's the hurry?" he asked with a sudden grin that made her stomach churn. "Come on in and wait. I'm sure he just got held up." Glass winced, rubbing her wrist, as she followed Carter inside. She'd forgotten how tall he was. "Did you not have work today?" she asked in her most polite voice, perching on the edge of the couch where she and Luke usually sat. Her heart cramped as she realized she'd never be able to curl up against his shoulder again or run her fingers through his curls as he lay with his head in her lap.
"I wasn't in the mood," Carter said with a careless shrug.
"Oh," Glass said, biting back a criticism. If Carter wasn't careful, he'd get demoted yet again, and the only position below the distribution center was sanitation duty. "I'm sorry," she added, because she wasn't sure what else to say.
"No, you're not,"
Carter said, taking a pull of an unmarked bottle. Glass wrinkled her nose. Black market whiskey.
"You're just like all the other assholes on Phoenix. All you care about is yourself."
"You know what? I should be going," Glass said, moving quickly across the living space toward the door. "Tell Luke I'll see him later."
"Hold it," Carter called.
Glass ignored him and grabbed the handle without turning around, but before she could open the door, Carter reached over her shoulder and leaned forward to slam it shut.
"Let me go,"
Glass ordered, turning to face him. Carter's grin widened, sending chills down Glass's spine.
"What's the problem?"
he asked, reaching down to rub his hands over her arms.
"We both know how much you like slumming it down on Walden. Don't pretend to be all choosy."
"What are you talking about?" Glass spat, wincing as she tried unsuccessfully to break his grip. He frowned, digging his fingers painfully into her arms.
"You think you're being so rebellious, sneaking around with Luke? But I've known plenty of Phoenix girls like you. You're all the same."
Still holding one of her arms, he reached his other hand around and started to fumble with the waistband of her pants.
"Stop!"
Glass said, trying to push him away, horror spreading rapidly through her veins. Then more loudly,
"Stop it! Let me go!"
"It's okay," Carter murmured, yanking her closer to him and wrenching her arms above her head. Glass tried to move away, but he weighed more than twice what she did, and she couldn't wriggle free. She thrashed around wildly, trying to jab her knee into his stomach, but she was trapped.
"Don't worry," Carter said, filling her ear with his sour breath. "Luke won't mind. He owes me this after all I've done for him. Besides, we share everything."